want to go to the Word of God, and amen, I want to preach on the subject entitled Preach the Word. Isaiah was a man that was called to preach the word, and also Jeremiah, amen, he reached the point that he said he was going to refrain, he was going to hold, wasn't going to preach anymore, didn't want it. And the Bible tells us a story of how that he could not stay, could not refrain, could not hold back, because he had a fire that was shut up in his bones, amen. And I feel the same way, amen. This September will anniversary 45 years of preaching the gospel, amen, and it's still shut up in my bones just as it was when God called me way back in those days, amen, and a fire still burns, amen, and when a lot of people are talking retirement, I'm beat 66 my birthday, and a lot of people talks about retirement, amen. But I see nowhere that I can retire from preaching the gospel. Long as I got breath, I'm going to preach this gospel and declare the word of God. Amen. I find that Jesus, amen, in Luke 4:18 and verse 19 says these words, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." Amen. Verse 19 says, to preach the acceptable year of our Lord. Amen. I want to simply say today, preach the word. Amen. Preach the word. Now in Romans, and in the 10th chapter, several verses here, verse 19, all the way down to verse 18, amen. Chapter 10 and in verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God is raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. What are we preaching? We're preaching the message of the cross. Amen. We preach in Jesus Christ and him crucified. We preach and repent of your sins. Amen. Be baptized. Believe in your heart. Confess with the mouth. Be baptized. Be converted and believe. Verse 10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Verse 11, for the scripture said, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Preach the word. Now we come to an understanding here that I want to bring out in this message today. It simply says, how then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? Amen. You got to remember the Bible said the gods of this world, of this earth, has blinded their eyes so that they can't see, they can't believe. And he don't want them to believe, because if they believe, they will be converted. Amen. But it said, how shall they believe, and how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Amen. Preach the word. Amen. And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring good tidings. Amen. Bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. Amen. It goes on to say, for as I said, who has believed our report? Amen. Who has believed our report? So then by faith, amen. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily their sounds, amen, went into all the earth, and their words unto all the ends of the world. Amen. So today, how are they going to hear? How are they going to believe unless someone preached to them, unless someone declare the truth, and someone bring the message of Jesus Christ? Then in Paul's writings, he said to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians in chapter 4 and in chapter 2 and verse 4 and verse 5, "And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the and a demonstration of the Spirit of power." Right. Amen. Read that again. "But in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." Amen. This word that must be preached, it must be preached by someone that's anointed. Amen. And it must be ministered in the power and in the demonstration of God's Spirit. Amen. And a lot of people are following man. We need to follow the truth. Amen. Only the truth. The Bible said you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. Only the fullness of the truth of God can make you free and make you, in that point, of be delivered and set free by the power of that truth. Amen. Then in Paul's writings in 2 Timothy and in verse chapter 4, verse 1 through verse 5, it goes on to say these words, "I charge thee therefore before God," this is what Paul said to young Timothy, "and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Rebuke, reprove, exalt with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears." And it goes on to say, "And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned to fables." And he instructed to Timothy, "But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry." God simply wants this gospel preached. He wants the truth presented. He wants it declared and anointed by his Spirit, that his anointing, amen, can break every yoke, amen, and can set the captive free. We have that great privilege to preach the word and to minister the word. Matthew, in the closing chapter of Matthew, in Matthew 28 chapter, verse 19 and verse 20, it said these words, amen. Right after Jesus, amen, had come in verse 18 and said, "And Jesus came and spake unto him, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." And then he gave the great commission. "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always," amen, "even unto the end of the world." Preach this gospel. Declare this gospel, minister this gospel, shout it from the rooftops, shout it from the rooftops, declare it and minister the word. Simply, I want to say, preach the word. In Acts the 13th chapter, in verse 38 and verse 39, "Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sin," verse 39, "and by him all that believe are justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses." Now, we can stop there for a few moments and we can look at the understanding. See, under the law, amen, man was never justified to come in the presence of God. Man had to bring a sacrifice. He had to bring an offering. A blood had to be shed. There had to be an animal that his blood was shed and placed upon the altar for man to have the privilege and the right to come to God. Even the priest that went back in one time a year, they said he would even have a rope tied upon him. The fact if he was unacceptable, they couldn't go in and get him. And if he was smote, they would have to drag him out with a rope because they was not permitted to even go beyond the veil. But thank God that through Jesus, the veil in the temple was rent. Thank God he done his work on Calvary. Amen. And we preach this truth. We declare this truth. We minister this truth. We lift our voices and we cry loud and we spare not. We are like a watchman that sound our voice like a trumpet and tell men and women their destruction up ahead. There is a pitfall up ahead. There's a hell to shut and a heaven to gain. And we've got to preach that gospel. We've got to preach that truth. We've got to declare that truth. Amen. And tell men that they are saved not by the tradition of the elders. Amen. But they're saved according to the word of God by the precious blood which was shed on by Calvary's Lamb. By that one man, Christ Jesus, and by that man, all men are justified that believe and call upon him. See, we have direct access after he paid the price on Calvary. The veil in the temple was rent, and we can go directly to the holies of holies. We don't need someone to intercede for us physically. We have the Spirit of God, amen, and we've been called, amen, by his name, and now he is our mediator. He is our advocate. He is the one that stands before God Almighty and says, Father, amen, this is one of mine. This is one that I shed my blood for. This is one that I have given, amen, my blood in a sacrifice of my blood, that he might be saved and he or she might enter into the blessings of the Lord. Thank God we're justified today by the word and through the word. Now, the word of God, Paul, as he taught and he preached, Paul, he made this acknowledgement that we must watch as we receive the truth. We must make sure that the message of the truth is correct. We must make sure that they're preaching about this man called Jesus. Because there's many out in the world that are preaching today that they're preaching and talking about Jesus, but they're not preaching him as Lord. They're not preaching him as Christ. They're not preaching him born of a virgin birth. They're not preaching him that he will return and gather his church. I've had people to say, well, I don't exactly believe it that way, but we can still be brothers. No, we can't. I'm sorry. If you don't believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, born of a virgin birth, and if you don't believe that he's been crucified and raised from the dead, amen, and if you don't believe that he's coming back, we can't be brothers. We're not brothers. Amen. You can't be brothers unless you are birthed, amen, by the same seed of the same dad. And we're begotten, amen, of the Father. Amen. We're born, amen, by the Spirit of God. And that makes us brothers because we are born to the Spirit of God. It is a incorruptible seed. It is the word seed of God. And we are born with that incorruptible seed, amen. And it will not spoil, amen, but it will produce in us holy and righteous living. I tell people, if your church or your pastor teaches or preaches anything except wholeness and righteousness, get out, dust your feet off, and get away from it. Amen, because it stinks, it's rotten. Amen. We've got, amen. To understand and know that this gospel will produce righteousness. It will produce holiness. It will produce clean living. It will cause a change to be brought about in your life. The old man, the old nature you'll quit your smoking, your drinking, and your cussing, amen, and your whoremongering around, amen. You'll quit all that. You'll quit your adulterous life, amen. And you'll get purged by the blood of Jesus, justified, amen, to come in the presence of the Almighty God, and he will cleanse you and wash you, amen. You'll put on that robe of pure white, amen. Glory to God, and you'll be ready when the trumpet sounds so loud that it wakes the dead. Thank God for his word. Thank God for the message. Thank God for the anointing to preach the word. Preach the word. Preach, preach the word, amen. We don't need another, listen, we don't need another bear tale or a bedtime story. We don't need, amen, anything physical of this world, but we need a spiritual message that's anointed from on high that comes down and convicts us of our sins, amen, and it points us towards Calvary's Lamb, amen. We need to preach this same word, amen. Now, Paul said if this gospel, amen, he talked about in Galatians, amen, in the first chapter in verse 8. But though we preach or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which was preached unto you, let him be accursed. That's serious. Amen. All these are the gospels. God said them, let them be accursed. Let the man that preaches them be accursed. The preachers out there this morning that's not preaching the virgin birth, that's not preaching Jesus Christ as the only begotten Son of God. Amen. They're accursed. Their message is cursed. Amen. And they must, amen, preach this same gospel that identifies Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that identifies Jesus Christ, amen, as the one born of a virgin birth. Because no other man, no other woman, no other creature upon the face of this earth has the right, amen, to claim that position. Only he that's born of the Spirit. Only he that's given by the will of the Spirit of God. Amen. Not, the Bible says, not by the will of flesh. Amen. Not by the will of man. Amen. But by the Spirit of God. Amen. And we must acknowledge that. Amen. Now then, Isaiah in chapter 6 in verse 11, Isaiah bared a message and received a message. And after receiving that touch of God, you got to remember here was a man that he declared, woe is me. Amen. He said, I am a man of unclean lips. Verse 5 of chapter 6 of Isaiah. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then the Bible says, you know, how the servant, the angel of the Lord flew, and the Bible said it brought having a live coal in his hands, which he had taken with the tongs off of the altar. And he laid it upon my lips. This is Isaiah's account of it. And said, lo, this has touched my lips, and thine iniquities is taken away, and thy sin is purged. And he goes on to say, also I heard a voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and whom will go for us? Then said I, here am I, Lord, send me. Amen. And we notice after he'd been touched, after he'd been purged, and I believe that God requires no less from the preachers that preach today. I believe he requires no less from me that I be purged, that I be cleansed, that I be washed, that I be touched with the fire of the coal of the altar of God, and I be anointed with the fire of God. Amen. And I believe God requires nothing less. In verse 11, it goes on to say, "Then said I, Lord, how long?" And he answered, "Until the cities be wasted without inheritance, and the houses without men, and the land be utterly desolate." How long preach this gospel? Until the land become utterly desolate. Amen. Till the last creature is gone. As long as there's another man, another woman, another boy to be told, God said, preach this gospel. Amen. Because how are they going to know? How are they going to believe? Lest it be preached to them. Lest it be declared unto them. Lest the message of truth be given and enter into the ear, and they receive, amen, the message of truth and have the opportunity to believe. Amen. Because God declared, who shall declare his generation? Amen. Who? Amen. I believe today that God is calling men and women to preach this gospel. I believe God is anointing men and women to preach this gospel. Amen. And we have to say, amen, if you, amen, are a child of God, you have a responsibility. Amen. You may not... far as that, you may not be sent to the pulpit to preach, amen, but you as a child of God are required to present this word. You are required to present this word to a lost and dying world, to tell those that do not know, amen, and do not have the understanding and the knowledge of the gospel, that you might preach to them and teach to them and minister to them the gospel of the Lord Jesus, that they may believe, they may be set free, they may be justified, and they may be blessed, amen, with the knowledge of the word, and a birth take place in them that causes a brand new creation and likeness and the image of Christ within them. Then the word of God tells us in Matthew the 24th chapter and verse 14. Here's where, back up in verse 3, they had asked him, amen. They said in Mount Olives, and the disciples came unto him privately, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of the coming and of the end of the world?" And he begins to elaborate on that, amen. He said, "Let no man deceive you." Verse 5. "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many." The Bible goes on to say, "You hear of wars and rumors of wars." Amen. "And see that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines and pestilence, earthquakes, and divers places. And all these are the beginning of sorrows." Amen. "Then shall," amen, "they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake." He was talking to the Jew, and he was also talking to the man or the woman that's born into the family of God. We were grafted in contrary to nature, amen. But we, amen, have been born again into the family of God. Verse 10, "And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and they shall deceive many." And we go on down to verse 14, amen. And it says these words, "And the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached into all the world, for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." This gospel and the preaching of this gospel will bring about the end of the world. It will bring about the fulfillment of God's word. Nothing can stop it. Nothing can change the course of what God has set in motion. God will come forth, and he will send Jesus, and they will take vengeance upon all those that know not God. The Bible said he will come, and the brightness of his coming will consume his enemies. I want to be on the Lord's side. Amen. I want to be, amen, numbered in that number that no man can number. I want to be of the first resurrection, on which the Bible says that the death has no dominion against. I want to be a part of the first resurrection. I want to preach this gospel with truth. I want to preach this same Jesus and him crucified, the one that he said this same Jesus is coming back in like matter. I want to preach to a lost and dying world that he is Christ and he is Lord. For I've watched it change so many. I've watched the message of the gospel resurrect those that was dead, heal those that was sick, afflicted, blind, halted, and maimed. I've seen what God can do. I've seen his mighty hand and the power and the demonstration of the Holy Ghost and the anointing coming fourfold upon his word. So today I want to say to you, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, the author of this gospel, the author of salvation, if you don't know him, you need to come to know him today. You need to accept him in the full power and demonstration of his word. You need to become a Christian and let him change your life. Let him make it new. He won't just patch up the old life. He'll give you a brand new life. Amen. He'll cleanse you and wash you and give you the victory in Jesus' name. God, we ask you to save the uttermost. Reclaim that backslider. God, we ask you to put your hand of healing upon those that are afflicted, those that have cancer, those that are sick and afflicted from heart problems, diabetic problems, and all type of problems brought about, amen, through sin, amen. All these things was brought about is the product of sin. Lord, that man had sinned and a curse had entered into the world. And God asked you that the preaching of this gospel might save men and might redeem them. The preaching of this gospel might bring healing and victory to all those who call upon your name. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.